This is the first lecture in Unit 9, Component 11. Oftentimes, we focus on acute care and ambulatory care when we look at electronic health records, EHR. Other healthcare areas where extended healthcare is provided have also begun development of EHRs. In this unit, we will look at some of these areas. We know that there are basic premises on which we make decisions about changing a system. We begin this decision process by looking at the needs of the healthcare setting and determining if the setting is looking for a system that is totally electronic or one that will include scanning of records into a digital format. As mentioned in other units of Component 11, the use of requests for information or request for proposals from vendors provides the setting with potential solutions. Evaluating and assessing whether the system will meet legislative standards as well as the needs of the setting is essential. During this period of time, stakeholders or those individuals or departments that will impact and be impacted by the new system need to be involved in the evaluation of the potential systems. Once a decision is made about which system will meet the needs of the setting, the implementation period will be the focus. Training, technical specifications, and hardware will impact the workload. The end result should be the improvement of the quality of care that a system brings to the setting. In this unit, we will begin to focus on acute and ambulatory care, as well as other health care where extended care is delivered. The following is a list of some common non-acute areas that are developing EHRs: home health care, extended care facilities for rehabilitation, long-term care facilities, and the growing area of senior residence housing. We will provide examples of EHR implementation in some of these settings to provide a flavor of the changes that are occurring as the baby boomer population, those born in the post-World War II boom between 1946 and 1964, grows. The healthcare system and the need for electronic interaction with non-acute care systems are growing with the population change. Extended care differs from acute and ambulatory care in that there is an emphasis on treating patients where they reside, be it in nursing homes, personal residences, or senior residence housing. The intent is to reduce the cost of healthcare, increase the quality of care, and creatively resolve healthcare issues. When a patient cannot be treated where they reside, a basic issue is transportation. Transportation of an ill patient is costly. Where a patient lives will affect whether they can use special public transportation or whether they will need to hire a private medical van service. Dementia or other cognitively challenged patients are often unsupervised during transportation between their residence and an appointment. They also may not be able to voice their concerns about their comfort and safety. Moving patients and their healthcare devices, for example, wheelchairs or oxygen tanks, from one setting to another can result in increased damages to equipment, a cost that the patient is responsible for. If there is an accident involving the transport vehicle, costs related to resulting injuries may also be incurred by the patient. Some patients may pose a high risk for flight, such as those who are moving from a secured setting like a jail or prison to a healthcare setting, and further impact transportation costs. Our society believes that no one should be denied quality medical care if they need it. As we look at providing residential healthcare services, we need to determine if this will increase the quality of the patient care and reduce the cost of care. We want to continue to look at ways to connect patients and their information through electronic systems that can provide data to healthcare providers who manage care at a distance. Monitoring websites for financial resources to assist in the implementation of EHRs in non-acute care settings is time-consuming but necessary. Each facility should develop a strategy to keep abreast of state and federal legislation, and to seek assistance from regional extension centers. Medicare quality improvement organizations like StratusHealth.org provide resources for technological change in non-acute care settings. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid and other federal resources provide up-to-date information on all healthcare settings.